USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. Pence's office said in a statement that the vice president tested negative Saturday. While he is considered to be a close contact with Short, Pence will maintain his schedule in accordance with the CDC guidelines for essential personnel. Three words always give this guy away.
I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the 73-year-old actor and former Republican governor of California, has undergone open-heart surgery. The Terminator shared the information on Instagram and Twitter. He had his aortic valve replaced at the Cleveland Clinic Medical Center in Ohio on Thursday. A faulty aortic valve hinders blood flow out of the heart and through the rest of the body. It can also lead to aortic stenosis. Schwarzenegger has had heart problems his entire life because of a congenital heart defect. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.